Coloring books. That is what I found when I first searched for sugar skulls on Amazon.com. When I was looking for a book that would spill all of the amazing details about what they were. The coloring books, covers at least, have beautiful line drawings of sugar skulls, and I could see where the style really works for coloring, with lots of details to figure out what to do with. And of course, it's me, so I was like, you know, I've seen something similar. They reminded me of Zen Tangle drawings or maybe a Zen or meditation coloring book. Which, after comparing and thinking about it for a minute, it seemed the only thing in common was that they were line drawings, and that the artists were quick on the draw. And sugar skulls seem to be more symmetrical in composition, and they really are totally different. But now we're off down the first rabbit hole. They say that Zen Tangle is used to treat anxiety, sleep disorders, stress, and addiction, among other conditions. Reidinger, a promotional pencil company located in the town of Hammelburg, Bavaria, Germany, writes, "Zen Tangle is an American method for drawing, which not only promotes concentration and creativity, but at the same time increases personal well-being. Zen Tangle was invented by a monk named Rick Roberts and an artist named Maria Thomas. With Zen Tangle, they created a combination of meditation and art." And they continue, "Zen Tangles are shaped by constant repetition. With time, you will recognize that you make the same movements again and again. All in all, Zen Tangle consists of a combination of 5 basic strokes that are found in every pattern: dot, circle, curve, line, S-shaped line." So if you're interested, please visit reidinger.de/en/blog/zentangle. Sugar skulls. So that's what we're here for. They're part of pop culture as well as folk art. And I've come across them as earrings, pins, cookies, and there's a blurry line about cultural appropriation when you buy one and you don't know who made it. I did finally find a couple of books not in the library system, so given the tight show budget, I went online for my research and a whole world, or underworld, blossomed before me. Tied to Aztec, Mayan, and Toltec traditions, merged with more modern traditions. Sugar skulls are very different than the treatment of skulls as horror fodder, untouchable, wrapped in shadows of coffins and giggling skulls in 70s children's cartoons, and of course the 80s evil villain Skeletor. What exactly is a sugar skull and why are they made? Join me to find out next on The Whispering Gallery. Hi guys, welcome to the shadow-bedecked halls of the Whispering Gallery. I'm Suzanne Nicolaisen, and am I glad you're here. Did you bring some batteries? My flashlight is running low. Calavera de Azuca, Sugar Skulls, was requested by Kim M. in Idaho. So thanks so much, Kim. Keep the holidays mysterious. Sugar skulls are considered folk art and are said to have come from southern Mexico. They are part of the celebration for Dia de los Muertos, in English, the Day of the Dead. This is not the celebration of Halloween in Mexico. The Day of the Dead is actually 2 days of remembering loved ones who have passed away and welcoming their spirits home. This holiday has got it together way better than I've ever celebrated Memorial Day. Color, sugar skulls, spirits, paper flowers, candles, good food, and marigolds. It seems like a celebration of inclusivity, bringing the living and the dead together. On the website Mexico Retold, Dia de los Angelitos, Susanna Rigg states, November 1 is El Día de los Angelitos, or the Day of the Little Angels. It is believed that on this day the souls of departed children return home. In fact, it is understood that they arrive at midnight on the 31st October and spend one full day with their loved ones. Therefore, families who have lost children place milk, sweets, and cookies on their altars, along with toys for the children to play with. And SpanishMama.com writes, November 1st honors the souls of children, Dia de los Inocentes, and November 2nd remembers the souls of adults. It's celebrated across Latin America, but is primarily a Mexican holiday. And that was a kid-friendly introduction to Day of the Dead by Elizabeth Alvarado. The first day is focused on the children, and the second day is for the adults. While it's called the Day of the Dead, it's about remembering the dead. It's a celebration of their life. So what are these colorful calaveras, sugar skulls, made from? Granulated sugar, meringue powder, and water. I like to bake, but meringue powder is brand new to me. Besides the obvious eggs, what is meringue powder? The Wilton blog shares, quote, made mostly of dried egg whites, meringue powder is a baking substitute that you can use instead of raw egg whites. It's used mostly in making meringue, frosting, and royal icing, unquote. It's used in baking and decorating and to make things like marshmallows, perfect for my current hot chocolate mode. But I think this is probably a specialty item. We have a specialty store here called Orsengigi, kind of the Willy Wonka type kitchen shopping experience. From cookie cutters to wedding cake pans, fancy vanillas and snow cone machines. So I could probably look there for meringue powder. And it's a combination of cornstarch, dried egg whites, sugar, and stabilizers, and they say it's pasteurized. This is from blog.wilton.com, how to use meringue powder. Sugar, meringue powder, and water are combined, making a sand-like texture that is then packed into a half skull mold and smoothed off, then unmolded and left to dry for about 8 hours or overnight. There is a mold for the front of the skull and for the back. Once dry, royal icing acts like glue to hold the two parts together. And voila, a sugar skull, a blank canvas. The decorating includes the name of the person they're remembering written on the forehead of the skull. Royal icing is used to decorate and add embellishments that make it sparkle, like rhinestones and feathers, very different from gingerbread house decorations. The royal icing makes brightly colored blossoming patterns that loosely follow a style, and the design is at the whim of the individual's creative process. The skulls are placed on the family altar, ofrendas, and later taken to the cemetery, where the rain will eventually melt them away. And this made me wonder if hornets are a problem at the cemeteries. Just given even one or two hummingbird feeders in my backyard, and if the syrup gets out on the container, hornets are all over it, so I was just wondering. Galvin.edu shares what is an ofrenda and its significance. Ofrendas, altars, or offerings include and decorations with objects, displays of the departed's favorite food and drinks, as well as ornamental, personal belongings, flowers, candles, and pictures of loved ones. Why are skulls important to the celebration of the Day of the Dead? There's a history of the use of skulls in design in the geographical region, leading us back to the pre-Columbian era, back to the Mayan and Aztec days in Mesoamerica. Zampantli is a display of human skulls, both from captives from war and from sacrifice. There were images of skulls hanging in trees like fruit, and to be sacrificed during that time was an honor, and was thought of as feeding the gods. When it came down to it, I wonder if the sacrificees agreed with that to the very end. Aztec Lady of the Dead, Mictlantecuhtli, is depicted as a skeleton crowned in flowers, wearing nothing short of a skirt of snakes. Her assistance in swallowing the stars was/is to make them invisible during the day. Her jaw is shown as open to represent what she's doing. A skirt of snakes. Okay, I have questions. What kind of snakes? Did they ever bite her? I would guess that would be a really bad day for the snake. How comfortable was it? Doesn't sound terribly comfy. The imagery of skulls and their integration culturally may have been further infused by the European decorations of the Dans Macabre, used for church decorations after the Aztecs were conquered by Hernan Cortes, and the area became the Virreinato de Nueva España, the Viceroyalty of New Spain. And the new-to-the-area church pushed away from using clay for skulls to using alfenique. They say about alfenique. The alfenique is a fusion of indigenous customs and techniques mixed with those inherited by the Spaniards, who in turn took root from Arab cultures. As written by Mexicanist.com, that was from a sweet tradition of Mexico, alfenique's sugar candies. CollinsDictionary.com, the third entry states cookery, toffee-like paste, almond-flavored, especially Brit, sugar paste, almond-flavored U.S. sugar paste. Did you know that butterflies are associated with the Day of the Dead? White butterflies are said to represent children who died, and adult spirits are associated with monarch butterflies. The migrating monarch butterflies are, or were thought to be, the souls of the dead returning to Mexico. Given the amount of butterflies arriving during the celebration of the Day of the Dead, that's a spooky thing to consider. Want to know more about the butterflies? I'll be posting a special episode about them soon at my Patreon page for the Whispering Gallery, which is patreon.com, Suzanne Nicolaisen Art. Suzanne Nicolaisen Art. The Whispering Gallery Patreon is a new offering, and the content for you is just getting started with this episode on the sweet mystery of sugar skulls. You can join the Whispering Gallery Patreon page, Suzanne Nicolaisen Art, at any amount, but there are two carefully curated groups to join where you can get a little more. The first is the cozy Whispering Gallery Bookstore and Cafe, and the other is the Whispering Gallery Midnight Explorers Club. You can join and unlock content like the special episode about the monarch butterflies, the reading list for each episode, and tea pick, episode companion, and the magic of fairy art. Join me in the Whispering Gallery for a menagerie of spooky stories, tea and cookies picks, draw your way or sketch along challenges, magical and comforting, and because it's the Whispering Gallery, it's going to be spooky. Again, you can sign up at patreon.com at Suzanne Nicolaisen Art, which is SuzanneNicolaisenArt. We've talked sugar skulls, skull imagery, history, myth, but we're respectful visitors to where the dead ones are remembered and invited home when the veil is thin. The family altar is a combination of elements to help spirits find their way home, likened to a homing beacon. With their favorite foods and drinks like Coke or beer, tamales and mole, and fresh fruit that visiting living family will eat. As the dark of night engulfs those celebrating the Day of the Dead, there are vigils held at the cementerio where stories are told, and graves are decorated with marigolds, and sugar skulls are placed where they will melt away in the rain. One man said the food taken to the cemetery tasted more bland when they got home to eat it, that the spirits had been there. Did you know that the Mexican or Aztec marigold, Cempasúchil, is native to Mexico, but is also called an African marigold? Marigolds are used in many ways as decorations, covering arches, petals leading to the altar in the home, flowers carefully placed cover the graves during the family visits to the cemetery. The shadows are growing long, and we don't want to miss the transforming world represented by the La Calavera Catrina, known also as the Dapper Skeleton, or Elegant Skull, that was printed in the 1910 to 1913 time period. It was a zinc etching of a female skeleton bedecked in a fancy European hat, created by José Guadalupe Posada, who was a printmaker and illustrator in Mexico. The point of this skeleton in a fancy, elegant hat was showing that some women in Mexico were ashamed of their heritage and choosing to dress in European fashions. Fast forward to our time and we've got Fashion Week, which can be scary, and trends coming and going, which can be costly, but he caught a significant cultural change en route, right when it was happening. You can also spot La Catrina in The Dream of a Sunday Afternoon, a mural by Diego Rivera, Frida Kahlo's husband. The sugar skulls in Day of the Dead are about celebrating the life lived. Fluffy paper handmade flowers and the scent of fresh marigolds and a candle that lights the way home while prayers are carried by the smoke from incense. All of this comes together on the Day of the Dead that was mashed up with All Saints Day and All Souls Day for a mixture of pagan and Roman Catholic sensibilities with a sugar skull on top. And then there's Hallmark, when you care enough to send the very best. They have pulled together a step-by-step how-to write a calavera, calavera literaria, starting with the who or what to eulogize, then further, a subject that caused their death, and then how the two meet. You can find this at ideas.hallmark.com/fall-ideas/how-to-write-literary-calaveras-4-dia-day-muertos. Wow. But that's where you can find it. And it might be kind of fun. Here's an example that they shared on that Hallmark page by writer Dan T. called El Mariachi. In las plazas grandes and cozy small bars, mariachis are famous for playing guitars. The most hateful critic finds himself compliant when hearing guitars which are really quite giant. Bigger is better, the musicians say. So más y más grow the guitars that they play. And that's where they found one, a guitar big and wide. Fell on him and crushed him, and that's how he died. Now for the studio news update. I have been working on the episode coming soon to Patreon about the monarch butterflies. If you want to listen about the butterflies, be sure to check my Patreon page out at patreon.com/SuzanneNikolaisonArt. Find the Whispering Gallery on social media. Look on facebook.com/WhisperingGalleryStories for our Facebook page. Find the Whispering Gallery on instagram.com/WhisperingGalleryPodcast. You can find the little skull pin that I've mentioned a few times on Etsy.com/shop/MysticMediumsStudio. And besides supporting the podcast on Patreon, you can also go to buymeacoffee.com/SuzNickArt art. Using Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee will help keep the podcast ad-free, and you could consider joining for the cost of a trip to the coffee shop for a cookie and a coffee. Please remember that if you rate, review, and subscribe, your ratings can help others decide if they want to listen to the podcast as well. As with each episode, where I dive into cultural art and design, I try to present the stories with the utmost of respect toward the country and people, and the culture and history. Today, that is our neighboring country of Mexico. If you want to know more, you'll find a video from Sotheby's about Diego Rivera's mural, and a pre-Pixar Coco's video along a similar storyline, published 3 years before the movie was released by Pixar, and a video from Food Network about making sugar skulls at facebook.com/whisperinggallerystories. Thanks again for listening, and remember to keep your spooky stories close and your flashlights closer when visiting the Whispering Gallery.